Today's shir will cover the Gemara from Lamed Gimel Amud Beis on the top to Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph at the bottom. We'll start with the second line of the Gemara. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if a person is misasik, if they blow shofar and they're not aware that they're blowing shofar, this is the Mishnah again from Lamed Beis Amud Beis, hamisasik lo yatza. So the Gemara infers, but hatokel shir yatza. It implies that if one doesn't blow for the sake of being misasik, that they don't know what they're doing, rather blowing for the sake of playing an instrument, they're blowing for the purpose of hearing the music. So yatza lem misayel l'rava d'amar rava hatokei l'shir yatza. Maybe it's a raya for Rava's position, the Gemara earlier on Kafches, which we will see much later, that you can blow shofar even without kavanas mitzvah. You don't have to have a specific kavana of being yotze the mitzvah, but you can blow for the purpose of making a song. So the Gemara says, no, delma tokei l'shir nami misasik karele. Really, tokei l'shir is also called misasik. In other words, the fact that our Mishnah says misasik doesn't prove that tokei l'shir is yotze, or imply that even. It just proves that anything within the category of misasik is a problem, including perhaps tokei l'shir. Again, now the Mishnah quotes, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, v'hashomea mea misasik lo yotza, that you're not yotze if you're shomea, if you hear the kolos blown by someone who is a misasik. But the Gemara infers, aval hashomea min hamashmia la'atzmo my yotza. Doesn't it imply that shomea min hamashmia la'atzmo, which, what's the case of shomea min hamashmia la'atzmo? Shomea min hamashmia la'atzmo means you heard from someone who is blowing for himself without blowing for other people. Shomea min hamashmia la'atzmo. Someone who is blowing for other people but not necessarily blowing for himself. So misasik is a problem, but you can be yotze for someone who was mechavin just to blow for himself, but not even mechavin to blow for other people. So Gemara says, "Lema tihafe tiyuv to Reb Zera." The Amar Reb Zera l'shema'e echavin v'takali. Reb Zera told his servant to have kavana to blow for him. Which, according to Reb Zera, the one who's blowing needs to have mechavin to be yotze the person who's listening from him as well. But this mission implies not like that. The Gemara said, no. Delma aidi the tana resha misasik, tana seifa nam misasik. Maybe all the Mishnah means that once the resha, the first half of the Mishnah, uses the language of misasik, the seifa follows suit. But the seifa doesn't mean to tell us that a person can be yotze from someone who's not being mechavein lehotze. Rashi. Misasik hu delo, the second Rashi on the page, sheino miskavein letikia. He's not even miskaving, he's not even intending to do a tekiya, to do anything. Vafilu delav mitzvah, even a tekiya that's not halachically a tekiya. El minvach nevoche, he's just like blowing notes. Oshay nofeach b'shofar, or he just happens to be blowing into a shofar of the also bi'adu tekiya. It almost happened by accident. Aval tokei l'shir, shemiskaving l'tekiya ba'alma yatza. But the Gemara thinks that if you're trying to do an act of tekiya, that would work. That was the Gemara's first havmi, that tokei l'shir would work, even if it's not, you're not being mechavim for tekiyas mitzvah, but you're mechavim to do a maisa tekiya, an act of tekiya. Tari seifa na'im misasik, and now the Gemara again thought that maybe you can be yotze from someone who wasn't being mechavim to be motzi you. No. Tari seifa na'im misasik, lo'olam hashomea min hamishmia la'atzmo, but someone who heard from hamashmia la'atzmo, someone who was just trying to do it for himself, shalom niskavin lo'otzi es hashomin, lo yotze. You wouldn't be yotze from mina mashmiel la'atzma. Okay? Now the Mishnah will discuss how exactly the tekiyos are blown, the shiurim of tekiyos, both for the tekiyos de miyushav, the tekiyos that are before Shemona Esrei, and the tekiyos de me'umad, the tekiyos during Shemona Esrei, but the Mishnah describes the basic bare bones minimum of the tekiyos during Shemona Esrei. Seir tekiyos, shalosh, shal shalosh, shalosh. There are three orders of tekiyos, malchus, zechos, and shofros, each of three sets of tekiyos. The basic bare minimum is that there's three tekiyos in each bracha. That's not how we do. We have actually 10 tekiyos in each bracha. But the basic is tekiya before, a true in the middle, and a tekiya after, different types of kolos, and that's really what we have. The Mishnah says, shir tekiya, how long is a tekiya supposed to last? Kishalos truos, it's supposed to last the equivalent of three truos. Okay. Shir hatrua kishalos yevavos. A trua is supposed to be three yevavos. So the question is, how long is a yevava? We have to see exactly what that is. A yevava is three short kolos. So that's how we know a trua is nine kolos. That's the practice that we have. It's a major machlokas in the Rishonim. This is how Rashi learns. That a trua is nine kolos. That's what we do. Taka barishona, if you blew the first tekiya during Malchius or of any Seder, umashach bishnia kishtayim ein biyado ala achas, and your second tekiya you blew for the equivalent of two tekiyos, and you want that to be yotzei your second your first tekiya of Zichronos as well as your last tekiya of Malchios, ein biyado ala achas. In other words, what happened here was as follows. A person tried to pull shtick where they're, again, the basic seder is tekiya, trua, tekiya. So tekiya number one was normal. Trua was normal. Then tekiya number two was the equivalent of two tekiyos, because a person tried to get both the last tekiya of Malchios and the first tekiya of Zichronos all at the same time. That doesn't work. It can't be yotzei two kolos at the same time. Misha birech, if you made the bracha, or if you daven musaf, and you made all the brachos, v'achakach nismana lo shofar, you don't have a shofar at the time, but then you have a shofar, tokeya umariat v'tokeya shalosh pa'amim, you do tekiya, trua tekiya, tokeya is tekiya, meiria means trua, and tokeya, three sets. So even if it's not a Seder HaBrachos, even though it's supposed to be ideally a Seder HaBrachos, in this case, it still works. Kishem Shashliach Tibur Chayav, Kach Kol Yachav Yachid Chayav. On the Shemona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, every single person is Chayav to Daven. Just as the Shliach Tibur is Chayav to Daven, every Yachid is Chayav to Daven. Even though usually throughout the year, Shliach Tibur could be Motzi, his Tefillah could be Motzi, your Tefillah, on Rosh Hashanah, everybody is supposed to Daven to themselves as well. Rav Gamliel Omer Shliach Tzibur Motzi Es Harav Midei Chayv Asam. Rav Gamliel argues, he says the Shliach Tzibur can be Motzi everybody else. And that is the Machlokas. We're going to discuss this later on Lamed Dalam and Beis. Okay. Says Rashi on the Mishnah, Seder Tekiyo Shalosh 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 Shalosh. What does that mean? Achas L'Malchias, Achas L'Zichronos, Achas L'Shofros. For each one of the sets of brachas, malchus, zichronos, and shofros, shalosh, 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 tekiya, v'trua, v'tekiya, l'chol achas, v'achas. Each one has a tekiya, trua, tekiya. How long is a trua? Shalosh yivavos. What does that mean, shalosh yivavos? Says Rashi, shalosh kolos ba'alma, each one three short kolos, kol shehu. And a yivav, according to Rashi, is a very short kol. A kol shehu, 1 second. So according to that, a trua is three sets of three, which is nine kolos. Taka barishona pshuta shelifnei hatrua taka kedarcha. The pshuta means tekiya. The word pshuta means tekiya. You blew the pshuta before the trua regularly. Umashach bishnia tekiya shel achar hatrua mashach kishtaim. The tekiya after your intervening trua in the middle lasts the equivalent of two tekiyos. Lotzes ba yidei shtaim. He wants to try to grab two tekiyos at the same time. Shaitzarach lasos zu achar zu pshuta shel achra de malchios. Right, the pshuta shalachra, the final tekiya of Malchios, upshuta shalafna de zichronos, and the first tekiya of zichronos, ein biyado ala achas. Tipsuke tekiya achas l'shtayim lo mifas kinan. You can't split one tekiya into two. Misha birech hispal tefilas musaf and ubirech tisha brachos. A person daven musaf, and they said all shmona esrei, and they didn't have a shofar. And then they get a shofar afterwards. So tokeya meiria v'tokeya shalosh pam. Tokeya u'meiria v'tokeya b'shul malchios v'chem b'shul zichronos v'chem b'shul shofros for all of them. So the Gemara wants to know how long everything is. Again, our Mishnah said a tekiya is shalosh truos. So the Gemara asks, "Vatanya shir tekiya is kitrua?" So that's not three truos. It's only one. Amar Abaye, Tani Didan Kachashiv Tekiya Tekulu Bave, Utrus Tekulu Bave. Tana Bra Kachashiv Chai Bava Vesulo. What does that mean? Abaye said our Mishnah was, when he was making his calculation, Kachashiv Tekiya Tekulu Bave. He was including the Tekiyos of all of the Siddharim, and the Truos of all of the Siddharim. When he says Shir Tekiya, he doesn't mean just one Tekiya, he means the shear of all of the original of all of the tekios rishonos in Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. And that's why it would come out that the three initial tekios, right, of both Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, all three of them together, would be the equivalent of three truos. Because each tekiya is really one trua. V'tana bra, but the tana of the braisa, kachashiv chad bava v'sulo. She's including one set. One tekiya, and one tekiya is only one shrua. So there's no machlokas at all. So that's exactly why, according to that, while our Mishnah seems to imply that a tekiya is three truos, and a trua is three avavos, so a tekiya would be the equivalent of 27 kolos, that's not true. A tekiya is really the equivalent of a trua, which is nine kolos, so really, the post can discuss how long those have to be. Usually we say 7 to 8 seconds. That's how long a trua should take. Says Rashi, Tanin didan kachashiv dechulu bave, v'achli ka'amar, shir hashalosh tekios, the shir of the three tekios, kishalosh atruos, right, the three original tekios. One, the first of Malchios, the first of Shofros, and the first of Zichronos. V'tana bra kachashiv dechada bava, shir atekia kishir atruos, which is exactly how long it's supposed to last. No one's arguing. So now we have shir trua kigimel yevavos. A shir of trua is like three yevavos. The question is, how long is a trua? So we think three yevavos, and a yevava is three short kolos, like Rashi said. Vatanya, no, shir trua kishlosha shvarim. And apparently shvarim and yevavos aren't the same according to this brisa. So, how could it be that a trua is both three shvarim and three yevavos at the same time? And what's the difference? What's the difference between shvarim and yevavos? So again, Rashi says shvarim are aruchim yevavos. They're longer because a yevava is a kol shehu. It's one little kol. It's very 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 short. But a yevava is longer. So it's not three, but a shvarim are longer. So says the Gemara, no. Amar Abaye b'hava alei plige. Yes, there is a machlokas here between our Mishnah and the Braisa, that our Mishnah thinks the true is three yivavos, and the Braisa thinks the Mishnah is three shvarim. What's the machlokas? Yom trua yelachem. Yom trua yelachem. You shall have a yom trua. That's the mitzvah tkiya shofar. Umitargamino, we interpret yom yibava yehelachon. It'll be a day of yivava. Trua means yivava. So it says it means yivava. So what's going on with, how can you say there's a machlokas here? It doesn't say clearly that the day is a day of yivava. Uksiv, but it says be'eme de Sisra, by the mother of Sisra. Sisra's mother was crying. Ba'ala chalon ishkafa, she was waiting by the window. V'te'aveiv aim Sisra, she was gasping, she was moaning, she was crying. So what does the Gemara say? Mar savar ginuche ganach. Umar savar yulule yalil. What was she doing? Ginuche ganach sounds like she was sobbing very longly. Yuliyalo sounds like she was crying short cries. So the question is, what does a yavava mean? Everybody agrees that a true is a yavava. The question is, what does a yavava sound like? Is a yavava sound like a long gasping cry, more similar to shvarim? Or does a yavava sound like short cries, more similar to a yulala? This is how Rashi understands the sugya. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says,
Shvarim, Aruchim, Yivavos, Amar Abaye, Bahavale, Plige, Athar Avdu, Kimna, the Beresha, Lo Plige, that they all agree that a Tekia is just the equivalent of one Trua and not three Truos. Akarchach Ba Seifa Plige, the Seifa argues, Delays Lishmei Ba Mide, Bahanu Plukta. You can't give an other explanation, and this is the Machlokas. Timitagaminan, Trua, Yivava. The word Trua means Yivava. Like a person who's crying from his heart, that they go for long, and they're sobbing. Means no, kolos ktsarim smuchin zelazeh, short kolos one after the other. So again, according to Rashi, it comes out that shvarim are slightly longer than what we would associate with yivavos, even though yivavos is the basic word that we're using here. So the question again is, how long is a trua? So trua is three of these things, either three shvarim or three yivavos. But for all we know now, a trua is really three kolos. That's all we know for now. Or three short sounds. Says the Gemara. The Gemara continues as follows: Tana Rabbanan, minayin shebe shofar. How do I know that the truest of Rosh Hashanah have to be done with a shofar? Maybe it could be with a different kind of trumpet or chatzotzos. Let's say, why is it to do with a shofar? Tamalomar vavarta shofar trua. The pasuk says by Yovel, which we've discussed before, you shall blow a trua. You shall make a trua sound with a shofar. Ainli elabi Yovel. That only applies to Yovel. But Rosh Hashanah minayin. How do I know Rosh Hashanah? Tamalomar bechodesh hashvi. It mentions the seventh month in the pasuk, which is the month of Tishrei. Shame tamalomar bechodesh hashvi. Bechodesh hashvi doesn't teach me anything. Uma tamalomar bechodesh hashvi. That all the blowings, all the truos of the seventh month of Tishrei should be one like the other. So just as we blow on Yom HaKippurim, the blowing of Yovel, and that's done with a shofar, so to the blowing of Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara continues, Minayin shepshuta lefaneh. How do we know there's a tekiah before the trua? Tamaloma va'avarta shofar trua. You have to va'avarta shofar trua. That there's a havarta before the trua. Uminayin shepshuta lachrea. How do we know there's a tekiah after the trua as well? Tamaloma taviru shofar. The extra pasuk of taviru shofar. Ve'eli ala biyovel. That I only know from Yovel. Rosh Hashanah minayin. How do I know Rosh Hashanah? Tamalomar b'chodesh hashvi. Same thing. Shein tamalomar b'chodesh hashvi. Uma tamalomar b'chodesh hashvi. Sheyu kol churos ha'chodesh hashvi. Zeh kazeh. They should all be the same. Uminayin l'shalosh shel shalosh shalosh. How do I know there's three sets of each of them? Tamalomar v'avar t'shofar trua. Pasuk number one. Shabbason zichron trua. Yom trua yelachem. So there's three different psukim, Vavarta Shofar Trua by Yovel, which we know is also referring to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Shabbason Zichron Trua, which is in Parshas Emor, and Yom Trua Yelachem, which is in Parshas Pinchas. Uminayin Litein Es Ha'amr Shalzeh Bezeh V'Shalzeh Bezeh. How do I know that all the dinim that are associated with one apply to the other in all directions? Tamalomar Shvi Shvi L'Gzer Shava. There's the language of Shvi Shvi, meaning Bachodesh HaShvi of Rosh Hashanah, and Shvi of Yom HaKippurim, for Gzera Shava, HaKetzad, Shalosh Shehen Tesha, three, which end up being nine, three sets of tekiyos, which end up being nine kolos, Shir Tekiya Ketrua, a tekiya lasts for a trua, Shir Trua Keshalosh Shvarim, and a trua is like three shvarim, so that's like the Braisa, that a trua is three shvarim. So Tiki ends up being three shvarim. So the Gemara asks, Hi Tana!
Meikara Maisila Behekesha Vahashta Maisila Begzerashava. The Tana originally brought the din based on a hekesh. So the fact that they're all considered the same. Which is exactly what a hekesh, the midah of hekesh, it only learned out that these that Yehovah and Rashan are seen based on a hekesh, because it says that how do I know shel zeh kazeh? At least originally when the Gemara brought the halacha of shofar applying in all of them, it said the language of Bachodesh Hashvi to say zeh kazeh. But now when the Gemara was teaching the halachos of tikios of nine kolos for each place, that's based on Gzeirah Shava. So the Gemara asks, Hai Tana Meikara Maisi Labe Akesha Vahashta Maisi Labe Gzeirah Shava? The Tana originally used the Hekesh from the Limud for its source, for the comparison between Rosh Hashanah and Yovel. Now is using Gzeirah Shava. What's going on? No. Hachika Amar. Ilav Gzeirah Shava. If not for the fact there was a Gzeirah Shava, we would have been forced to use the Hekesh. Hashta as Gzeirah Shava, Hekesha lo tzarech. But now that I have the Gzeirah Shava, the Hekesh is no longer necessary. So let's do the Rashi's. Rashi says, the top Rashi, Shein Tamal Lomar B'chodesh HaShvi, Da'akas of Lam B'kam B'kom Mus Yom HaKippur B'chodesh HaShvi, we know Yom Kippur, we know that's in the seventh month, so there's no purpose of using the language of B'chodesh HaShvi, V'chodesh Yom HaKippurim K'siv. It says Yom HaKippurim, V'avarta P'shuta Mashma Havaras Kol Echad, P'yom HaKippurim Ta'aviru, Harei Ha'avar Tz'chila Visof, v'tshuva k'siva min tayim. So we know that, again, havarta means one tekiah before, and there's a true in the middle, that's what we say. U'minayin shalosh al shalosh, shalosh minayin d'hanach p'shuta l'faneah, u'la achra v'tshuva b'emtza avdina t'losa zimnei. We do that three different times. L'malchios chada, v'lizichronos chada, v'lishofros chada, one for each malchios, zichronos, and shofros. Tamalom ha'tshuva t'losa zimnei. L'cho achas p'shuta l'faneah, p'shuta l'achreah. It says true three different times. Uminayin litenes ha'omer shel zeh bezeh, l'fisha shalosh true salal lo nemar b'makom echad, shashtayim nemar b'rosh hashanah v'achas b'yovel. Again, they're learned from all over the place. Minayin liten ha'amurus b'rosh hashanah b'yovel, to put rosh hashanah by yovel, v'liten ha'amurus b'yovel rosh hashanah, to put yovel by rosh hashanah. Shiyu kan v'kan shalosh, there should be three in each one. Shvi shvi l'gzer ha'shava. Namar Rosh Hashanah b'chodesh HaShvi v'namar b'yovel v'avarta shofar trua b'chodesh HaShvi. So then the Gemara asks, like we said before, v'tana me'ikara aisi b'hekesha. The Tana originally brought a hekesh. Lo modzeh mizeh minayin shebishofar u'pshut l'fanei l'achrei gamar Rosh Hashanah miyovel b'hekesha. How do I know all the dinim apply from yovel? We learn out from yovel with a hekesh. Dein tam lo b'chodesh HaShvi, because the words b'chodesh HaShvi were unnecessary. El lahakish called truos shall chodesh hashvi shiu shavus. Rather to say that there's a hakish between all the truos and chodesh hashvi that they're comparable. Ulusof gamar gzir shava litin ha'amur shall zeh bezeh hanami teisa be'akesha. That's also learned through a hakish. We don't need gzir shava to teach the kolos of nine applying one to the other. Dikid the chasvina, and if it was based on how it was written, shiu shtaim rashan of achas be'yovel. They wouldn't all be the same, so it must be the same based on Hakish as well. Hachikamar no. Ilav gzera shava, ilo namar gzera shava, zu l'moshe misinai l'duna. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu gave over all the gzera shavas that Hashem gave over all the gzera shavas to Moshe Rabbeinu. If not for the fact that we had the gzera shava from Moshe at Sinai, ha'isi mevi hakol be'akesha, klor me'atzmo. I can learn it internally from a Hakish. But now, We don't need it. Okay, back in the Gemara. V'hai Tana, it's about 12, 15 lines down from the top. V'hai Tana, the following Tana, Maisi La, B'gzir Shava Mi Midbar. It doesn't learn out from Yov, it learns out from the tekiyos that were done in the desert. What was done in the desert? The Tana. Uskatem Shrua,
This is by the Chatzotros, when the camp, when Klal Yisrael would move, they would blow on the Chatzotros, or at different occasions. You shall blow a trua, tekiya b'fnei atzma, utrua b'fnei atzma, uskatem trua, tekiya and then a trua. At omer tekiya b'fnei atzma, v'trua b'fnei atzma, o eno ala tekiya v'trua achas, he... Maybe how do you know? Maybe you're saying that tekiya separate from trua. Maybe it's all one long thing. The tekiya and trua together. No, kishu omer uba hakila sakahal tiska uva lo sariu. When you'll gather up the nation, you're going to blow a tekiya, not a trua. Havi omer tekiya b'fnei atzma v'trua b'fnei atzma. So again, in the same context of the psukim and parshas ba'aloscha, it splits up the words tekiya and trua. So no, tekiya and trua are separate. So that's why I know you need both a tekiya and a trua. But now we have to know the order. Uminayin shepshutu lefanea. How know there's a tekiya before the trua in the middle? Tam lomar uskatem trua. Tekiya before trua. Uminayin shepshutu lachrea. And how do I know there's a pshuta, a tekiya afterwards? Tam lomar trua yiska'u. The word is trua and then yiska'u, tekiya after trua. Rabbi Yishmael ben Shav Yochanan Broka Omer, Rabbi Yishmael ben Shav Rav Yochanan ben Broka argues, Eino tzarech, you don't need such a limud when it comes to the tekiyos in the Midbar. How are you, Omer? Uskatem trua sheinis. It says you shall blow a second trua. Shein tam lomar sheinis. What does it mean it's a second trua? Ma tam lomar sheinis. Zebanav shekol makom shemar trua tekei tekiya sheni ala. It just means that whenever you have a trua, a tekiya has to follow. It has to be second to it. So again, there's a machlokas in this brisa between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher of Yochum and Broka. What exactly is the source for Pshuta Lefaneh, Pshuta Lachreha when it comes to the tekiyos that were done in the Midbar? Either way, the Gemara continues, Ein li ala b'midbar. We only know that by the Midbar when they were traveling around. B'Rosh Hashanah minayin, how do I know Rosh Hashanah? Tamalomar trua, trua, l'gzera shava. The word trua is l'gzera shava for from Rosh Hashanah to the Midbar. Vishalos truos namru b'Rosh Hashanah. There are three truos referred to as on Rosh Hashanah. Shavason zichron trua, yom trua, va'avarta shofar trua. Vishtei tekiyos l'chol achas, and each one has tekiya. Va'achas va'achas. Matzinu l'meidin shalos truos v'sheish tekiyos. One more time. Matzinu lemeid, and that comes out. Again, trua v'shtei tekiyos l'chalachas v'achas. That makes sense. One trua and a tekiya, one before, one after. Matzinu lemeidin shalosh truos v'sheish tekiyos. Exactly, three truos and six tekiyos. Exactly, two sets of tekiyos for each one. Namru b'Rosh Hashanah. So then the Gemara continues. It gets a bit more complicated. Shtayim midivrei Torah. Two of these are d'oraisa. The achas midivrei sofrim, and one of them is only midrabanan. Why? Because shabason zichron trua va'avarta shofar trua midivrei Torah. The word shabason zichron trua implies a true d'oraisa. Havarta shofar trua implies a trua d'oraisa, but yom trua yelachem l'talmudo huba. Yom trua yelachem is the source, according to this brisa, for the gezer shava of truos trua to the midbar. So once yom trua yelachem is l'talmudo huba, once it teaches the halacha, then it can no longer be an independent tekiya trua d'oraisa. So according to the first brisa, that doesn't have anything to do with the midbar and learns solely from Yovel, so all the truos are d'oraisa, it seems. And even according to the Tanakhama, or according to the first brisa, but according to the second brisa, whether according to Tanakhama, or according to Rabbi Shmuel, Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, however you figure it out in the midbar, it seems to be that the exportation to
the tekios of Rosh Hashanah lose something. Insofar as that one of the truos is used for gzeirah shava, so you can only have there two that are doraisa and one that's midrabbanan. Rashi explains. Rashi says, "V'hai Tana," in the middle of the, towards the end of the first column of Rashi, "Ma'isi lami midbar shtei pshuta lefaneh pshuta la'achra." There should be a tekiah before and a tekiah after. Tekiah b'fnei atzma delo teima chadaki. You shouldn't say it's only one blast. V'achikamar hayu token trua, meaning they would do tekiah and trua together. Alachika amar uskatem tekiah v'acharei hariu trua. First tekiah and then a trua. Oh, eino ela achas he. Maybe it's only one tekiah. V'achikamar hayu token trua. No, kishu omar tiskau v'lo sariu michlad masos tiskau v'sariu kamar. Then in the masos that when they would gather the machaneh all together, they would do tekiah without a trua, implying that the masaos, when they would travel, do tekiah with a trua, but as separate kolos. V'trua lo karile tekiah. Trua does not mean tekiah. Trua is not called a tekiah. Hari al karchach tekiah b'fnei atzma. And how do we know that there's a tekiah after? Tam lomar uskatem, v'hadar trua, then a trua after. Tekiah, then a trua. Then what? And then how do we know a tekiah after? Then it says, according to one, the first day, it's trua yisko. And according to Yishol bin Osher Yochan Roko, the answer is no. It's from the word of sheinis. Shein tam alomar sheinis, kshekvar amru skatem trua. You're going to blow a trua. V'nasa machane ploni. And then the machane would travel. So ki hadar amru uskatem trua, v'nasa machane ploni, pshita de sheinis hi. When it says uskatem trua a second time, it must be the trua follows. Tehei tekiah shniyala. V'achikam uskatem tekiah sheinis l'trua. There should be a tekiah after the trua. Hachi garsinan. So Rashi quotes the following from the Girsa. V'shalosh truos shenamru Rosh Hashanah shabbosun zichron trua v'avarta shofar trua yom trua li'alchem. U'shtei tekiahs l'chol echas v'achas. Matzinu l'meidin the Rosh Hashanah. This is what the Gemara says. We're reading from the Gemara now. Shalosh truos v'sheish tekiahs. Shtai midivrei Torah va'achas midivrei sofrim two daraisa one darabanan va'avarta shofar trua shabason zichon trua midivrei Torah. Those are both daraisa. Yom trua yalchem l'tamodu huba. But yom trua yalchem is l'tamodu huba. But then Rashi quotes from the Hemshech of the Gemara, which we'll see in 1 minute. Let's just go back into the Gemara and we'll go back to the Rashi again by the first middle wide line. Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Reb Yonasan, Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni argues, Achas midivrei Torah v'shtayim midivrei sofrim. Only one's d'orais and two are d'rabbanan. How does he know? V'avarta shofar trua midivrei Torah. The havarta, that's d'oraisa. Well, what about Shabbason zichron trua and Yom trua yalechem? So Shabbason zichron trua of Yom trua yalechem l'talmodu huba. Those both come to teach us things. My l'talmodu huba. What do you mean? Yom Trua Yelachem. Yom Trua Yelachem, fine, that's what the Tanakhama said, is L'talmudu Huba for the Gzerah Shava. But what does the other thing, Zichron Trua, teach us? So, my L'talmudu Huba, mi baya b'yom v'lo b'layla, that we need a pasuk to teach me only at day and not at night. V'idach, has the Tanakhama get rid of that problem? B'yom v'lo b'layla minale, nafkale mi b'yom akipurim. Because biyom akipurim, which in the same context means only by day and not by night. So the Gemara asks, "E biyom akipurim." If we're learning out from the language of yom akipurim, can teach us dinim of from yovel to shofar. So nigmor nami mine lipshuta lefenav lipshuta lacharel. Why can we learn out from the same language of biyom akipurim for that there should be tekiah before the trua for each one as well? So the Gemara answers no. V'havarta taviru lo mashma lehu. V'havarta taviru does not imply pshuta lefaneh pshuta l'achreah. Because again, if you were to learn out from Yom HaKippurim, because the pasuk by Yom HaKippurim says, let's read the pasuk. Va'avarta shufar trua b'chodesh hashvi'i b'atzor l'chodesh b'yom HaKippurim ta'aviru. So it sounds like va'avarta and then ta'aviru, pshuta l'fanam, pshuta l'achra. So that's how you would have learned out from that pasuk. If you were learning out,
So the Gemara's question was again, if you're learning out the din that the tekiyos can only be by day from Biyom HaKippurim, why can't you learn Vavarta Taviru for Pshut Lefanav Pshut Lachra? The Gemara says no, because Havarta Taviru lo Mashmalu. That doesn't seem like a real drush to this Tana. Elamai Darshi Bahu, what do they learn out from it? Vavarta Kid Rav Masna, Vavarta teaches like Rav Masna, the Rav Masna, Vavarta Darach Havaraso Taviru. Has to be done Darach Havaraso, meaning blowing it like a normal way. You can't blow the shofar, let's say, upside down. It has to be blown in a normal way. Taviru, tekam rachmana na'abre biyad. What does it mean, taviru? It means blow it with your hand, meaning blow it. Not to teach anything fancy, just very pashup shot. You have to blow this horn on Yom HaKippurim. So according to this, then they can learn. This Tana can now learn out the halacha of Yom from Biyom HaKippurim, but not Vahavarta Taviru. So it comes out like this. Again, according to the Tana Kama, two tekiyos are deoraisa, one tekiyos is derabanan. According to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, one true is deoraisa, and two truos are derabanan. The nekudas amachlokas, the point of difference is whether or not there's an extra pasuk of Zichron Trua, Yielachem, to teach me a din of Trua Darai. So according to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmei, there is not, because we need a pasuk to teach me that the Trua is only by the day. And according to the Tanakhama, no, we learn that the Trua is only by the day from Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara asked, according to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmei, if you're learning out from Yom HaKippurim, why can't you learn out from that pasuk, Pshut Lefneah, Pshut Lachrea, in terms of the proper Seder, Tekiya, Trua, Tekiya? No, because Havarta Taviru doesn't teach that. Havarta teaches like Rav Masna, it's Derech Havaraso, done in a normal way. And Taviru teaches me Taviru Biyah, to blow with your hand. V'idach, so second day of the Brisa still needs to know how to learn these halachos. How do they know? Rav Masna, Midashani, Krabidi Bure, Taviru biyad. V'idach, so Rav Masna's halacha, midashani b'dibure, because it has a funny lashon of taviru. Has a funny lashon, so that's how we know it has to be done in a normal way. But taviru biyad lo mat. But Taviru Biyad lo matzis amris. It couldn't say Taviru Biyad that you can blow through your hand. Of course it means to blow through the shofar. Why? To gamar ever mi Moshe. There's a heck a gzereshav of the word ever from Moshe. Ksiv hacha va'avarta shofar trua. You shall make a shofar go. Has to be done through a proper making a proper sound. So what was the Gemara here asking? The Gemara wanted to know, how did the other day learn the halacha of Rav Masna? Again, the halacha of Rav Masna was Darach Havaraso Taviru. Darach Havaraso, and And Taviru Biyad. So the question is, what is Taviru Biyad? The Gemara was saying that you would have thought, again, like we said before, the Gemara was saying you would have thought Taviru means Biyad, not that Taviru means to blow. So that we need a language of tav. We need a repetition of the word that means to actually blow it. And all the Gemara is saying now is back that that you can learn out both halachas of Rav Masna differently for their daya, the other opinion, which is that
from the fact that Torah uses a different language, a funny language, we learn out the fact that it needs to be blown darach havaraso. And taviru biyad lo matzis amri. You never think taviru means biyad. Taviru biyad basically would be the idea of passing the shofar around as opposed to blowing it. And the reason why taviru biyad lo matzis amri is the gemara ever mimosha, because it learns out from Moshe. So let's just read the section of the gemara again, just to make it a little clearer. So gemara asked, iba yom kippurim, if we're learning out from Yom Kippur, according to this day, the Tanakhama for the halach of Yom, Nigmor nami minei l'fshut l'fanel p'shut l'achreha. Why can't you use the same pasuk to teach me the halacha of p'shut l'fanel p'shut l'achreha, which would be from v'havart and taviru? So the Gemara says v'havart and taviru lo mashm lehu. V'havart and taviru doesn't imply that we're talking about blowing the shofar at all. Elamai darshi b'hu. What does it imply? V'havart k'dir Rav Masna. Havart is halacha Rav Masna. Rav Masna v'havart darach havaraso. Ta'aviru. Why say ta'aviru? To ka'amar achmana na'abrei biyad. What that means is like this, that if you would have thought the Torah meant to pass it around. So we can't learn out from the psukim of Yovel, so it must be that we learn out from the psukim of the Chatzotros. Right? You would have thought it means pass it around, so it can't be pshut lefanei, pshut l'achrea. The idach, who also has to understand this pasuk of Rav Masna, V'idach, meaning the first Brisa, who learns out from Yom HaKippurim. Again, because according to the first Brisa, we learn out from Vavart and Taviru. We don't learn out from the Chatzotzo. So how do they understand it? How can they explain it? To Rav Masna, Midashani B'dibure. Rav Masna's halacha is learned out from Shinoi B'dibur, the weird Lashon. Taviru B'yad, Lo Matzis Amrit. We never thought Taviru means Taviru B'yad. Why would you ever think taviru means to pass it around? The gemara ever mean Moshe, the language of avarav, of making a sound, is learned out from Moshe. K'siv hachav avar to shofar trua, blow the shofar. K'siv hachav vaitav Moshe v'avir kol v'machne, ma lahal v'kol, af kan v'kol. Just like Moshe when he made a kol go out into the machne, that means with a voice. And with a voice as well. And so too here with a voice. So again, the gemara's question, was not in between Reb Shmuel Ran Achmeni and the Tanakhama. It was between this Brisa and the previous Brisa. Again, just because according to the Tanakhama, we can learn out the halacha of Yom from Yom HaKippurim. So once the Gemara asked, if you're learning out from Yom HaKippurim anyway, then why do you even need the makor from Chatzotzos? Just use the makor from Yom HaKippurim, like Brisa number one. And the Gemara answered that. And the Gemara explained, well, how does Brisa number one deal with it? And explained that too, that Taviru and Havar Abiyad was never a serious thought. So let's go through the Rashis again. Rashi the Maskal Hachi Garcina, the long Rashi, four lines down the second column. Hachi Garcina, the Shalosh Churos Namru Rosh Hashanah, three Churos were said by Rosh Hashanah. Shabbaton Zichron Trua, Vavarta Shofar Trua, Yom Trua Yelachem. Ushtei tekios l'chol achas v'achas. Matzinu l'meidin l'Rosh Hashanah shalosh churos v'sheish tekios. Right? Three churos, six tekios. Shtayim midivrei Torah v'achas midivrei Sofrim. V'avar teshofar churah shabbosun zichron churah midivrei Torah. That's the first Tana of the sect of Bryce number two that learns out from Midbar. Yom churi elachem l'tamudu huba. Yom churi elachem is teaching me the halacha, so we can't have all of them being d'oraisa. Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeni Amar Achas Midivrei Torah V'Shtayim Midivrei Sofrim. Shmuel Achmeni said, no, one's Daraisa, the two are Divrei Sofrim. V'Avar Teshofar Trua Midivrei Torah Shabbosom Zichron Trua V'Yom Trua Yelachem L'Tamudo Huba Ma'al Tumod Huba V'Chulei. Okay, Shtayim Midivrei Torah Trei Karai Darosh L'Minyana. Two Psukim are teaching me the amount. Kiliktani V'Azel V'Avar Teshofar Trua Shabbosom Zichron Trua Midivrei Torah Klomar Mikan Nilmol V'Shtayim. That's how we teach two of them Daraisa, two Truos Daraisa. Yom Shri Lachem, Lo Tidar Shina Mine Liminyana. You can't use Yom Shri Lachem for the number, for the calculation. Shalat Hamudu Huba, Mufna L'Gzera Shava, teach me the Gzera Shava, it's open for the Gzera Shava. The word Mufna means open. Shadarash Chua Chua L'Gzera Shava, El Sofrim Amrua, but the Torah, the rabbis added it, Kilahashvos Machos, Vichzichros, Vishofros, Tikios, and to make Machos, Zichros, and Shofros all the same, Kilahashvos. Makes them all the same. Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni Amar, no. My Talmud Huba. I have two for the Talmud Huba. A Bishlam Achalik Zer Shavah Idach Lamai. One's for Zer Shavah, I understand. But what's the second one for? Lo Mash Malay. L'midrash Rinei Pshuta Lefanei. Again, this Brisa learns out. So the Gemara said for Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, the other Yom Shuas learned out for the Halacha of Yom during the day. And then the Tanakhama learned that out from Yom Kippur, but it couldn't have learned out the actual Seder from Yom Kippur. Had to use the Midbar because Lo Mashmalei Havarta VaHavarta LeMidrash Minei Pshuta LeFanei. What does it teach me? Darach Havaras LeMute Hafachal VeTakabo, to exclude turning it over and blowing from it. The Amran, the Gemara Chav Zayin. Na'avrei Biyad. You might have thought to pass it around with your hand. V'ilav the hadar kasvei. If we not had extra psukim by the midbar, lo havi mishtama taviru lashon tekiya. I wouldn't know that taviru means tekiya. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, ulahai tana de maisi lami midbar. According to the Tana, learns out from the midbar, which is the brisa number two. Ima lahalon chatzotros afkan chatzotros. Why don't you think that if you use chatzotzos in the midbar, maybe you should use chatzotzos on Rosh Hashanah as well? Tam lomar, tiku b'chor shofar b'kesel yom chagenu. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, tiku b'chor shofar b'kesel yom chagenu, ezu chag shachodesh miskasebo. What is the chag that the levana is covered over, meaning at the beginning of the first day of the month, when the levana is not visible? Have the omer zeh Rosh Hashanah. The ka'am rachmana shofar. The Torah said shofar, so it doesn't mean chatzotzos. Let's go on. Iskin Rabbi Abbahu b'Kisrei. Rabbi Abbahu and Kesari made the following takana. Tekiya shalosh shvarim trua tekiya. To blow, for each seder, which is what we do b'zman hazeh, a tekiya, then three shvarim, then a trua, and then a tekiya. Tashrat. Why? Manashach. The Gemara asks, I don't understand. Either way you look at it, well, how would it be? It would be a tekiya, and in terms of the trua is broken up into three shvarim and three avavos, right? Because we don't know what trua is, so we're trying to figure out, we're trying to do both of them. Manavshach, e yulule yalil, if a trua is short crying, le'avid tekiya trua tekiya, you should do tekiya trua tekiya. Vi ginuche ganich, and if it's long sobbing, le'avid tekiya shlosha shvarim tekiya. Not tekiya shvarim trua tekiya. Why do we have both shvarim and trua? Either trua means, short crying like we said before, or it means long crying like ginuche ganich. So the Gemara says no. Misaf kalei I ginuche ganich I yulule yalil. Meaning we're not sure. Is it ginuche ganich? Is it yulule yalil? Is it long crying? Is it short crying? So to get both of them, we have both long blows and and short blows. So we have tekiya, a tekiya at the end, and because we're not sure what a trua is, if it's the equivalent of a shvarim or the equivalent of a yulule yalil, so we have all of them. If it's either a yavava or a genicha. Maskif la ravira asks the question, vidume yulule have, maybe it's only a yulala, a short cry. The kamafsik shal shvarim main trula tekiya, and the shal shvarim that you're adding in end up being a hafsik. So how do you add anything? So the Gemara says no. The hadar avid tekiya trua tekiya. So you do a tekiya trua tekiya as well. So we have both tashrat and then tarat, because maybe the shvarim were a hafsik. So we do tekiya trua tekiya again. Now the Gemara asks the opposite way. Maskif la ravina, the dilma ginuche have, maybe the trua is really shvarim, it's ginuche. The kamafsik trua bin ashvarim, le tekiya, it was tekiya shvarim, tekiya, and the trua ends up being a hafsik, because we're not sure, either one might be wrong, so either one be a hafsik for the other one. So the Gemara says, the hadar avid, tekiya shvarim, tekiya, which is what we have. We just have tashrat, and then we have tashat, and then we have tarat. So three orders of really 10 kolos. Tashrat, tekiya shvarim trua, which is four kolos, tashat tarat. So Gemara says, but if that's the case, El Rabbi Abbahu my itkin, what did Rabbi Abbahu fix by adding the tashrat and the tarat and the tashat? What did he have? I ginuche ganich ha'avdei, I yulayal ha'avdei. The tashrat doesn't add anything. The shvarim trua doesn't add anything. You have the ginuche ganich from the tashat,
and you have the Yuliel from the Tarat. We have both of them, either way you look at it. So what do you need both Tashrat for? You have, if it's Ginu Chaganech, you have Tashat. If it's Yuliel, you have Tarat. So Gemara says, no, Mesach Kalei, Delma Ganech V'Yaliel. Maybe it's both. Maybe it's both. So you'd Shvarim and Shrua. Ihachi La'avinami Ipcha, but maybe it's both in the other direction. It should be Tarshat, Trua, and then Shvarim. Yalil V'Ganech. Tikiya Shlosha. Tikiya Trua Shlosha Shvarim Tikiya. Right, which should be Tarshat. The Gemara says, Dilma Yal V'Ganech. Why are you assuming you first have the long sobs, then the short cries, which is the Shvarim before the Trua? Maybe it's really the Trua before the Shvarim. The Gemara says, no, Stama Denosa, Ki Mitra Be'inish Nosa. When something terrible happens to a person, Beresha Ganech V'Hadar Miyalel. First he cries, and then he sobs. So really, the long cries come before the short cries. So the Tashrat mimics what a person does. So again, to sum up, Rabbi Abba and Kesari made a takana. Because we weren't sure what Trua is. Is Trua, like the 2 days we had before in the Gemara and Daf Lam and Gimel on the base, is Trua three Yivavos, or is Trua three Yilalos, three long cries or three short cries? So we have both. We have three Shvarim, assuming that's a short cry, and we have a Trua, assuming that's a three Shvarim, assuming that's a long cry, and we have a Trua, assuming that's a short cry. And the Gemara said, well, Rav Abba didn't really fix anything, because if it's a short cry, then the long cry is a hafsik between the short cry. And if it's a long cry, then the short cry is a hafsik. So we both do tashat to make sure if on the option it's a long cry, and we do tarat on the option it's a short cry. So what was Rav Abba's takana? Having tashrat, which is how we do it in shul. We have tashrat, and tashat, and tarat, because maybe it's both. Maybe it's Ginuch Eganech and Yulul Yalil, both the long cries and the short cries. And the Gemara wants to know, why don't you do the other order, the short cries before the long cries, which should be Tarshat. And the Gemara says that's not what people usually do. Let's read the Rashis. Misaf Galei V'Avid Tarvayu, towards the end of the second column. V'Dilma Ginuchehu, maybe he sobbed. V'Ein L'Chalasos Truos Yivavos. You shouldn't make your Trua into Yivava. The Kamafsika Trua Bein Shvarim L'Pshut L'Acharan. The Trua is being a Hefsik and the Shvarim. V'dilma yululehi, and maybe the other way, maybe it's a half second in terms of the yulala. V'ein lanu shvarim, and the shvarim shouldn't be there. V'kamafsik shvarim, de tikiya shvarim, shvarim trua tikiya, kashrak is Rashi's abbreviation. We usually say tashrat, Rashi is kashrak. Tikiya shvarim trua tikiya derva bau, bein tikiya rishon litrua, between the first tekiah and the final trua, v'aim kam pshuta lefaneh, and the pshuta lefaneh gets lost because there's a hafsik before the trua. No, bereisha ginuche ganech, ginichos, aruchos, long cries, v'hadar malil, and v'hadar miyala, and short cries. So really, there's no hafsik in either direction because we're concerned for both. And if there might be a hafsik, so we do each one separately. We'll stop the shir here.